for the first time on the air, the dazzling, dynamic talk of the show world and all who've seen them, Kay Thompson and the Williams Brothers.
Hello, 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 and howdy-do. How's it been, and hoop-de-doo, and a big fat western howdy.
Howdy.
Top of the evening to you. Come on, tally-hoo. Salutations and greetings to you. Bonjour, bonsoir. Cheerio and goody good evening. And now say hello to the girl of our dreams. The fabulous, fabulous girl of our dreams. She's glamorous, amorous, chic and soigné. We give you the one and only Kay Thompson, Kay Thompson, Kay Thompson, Kay Thompson.
Hello, hello. So much. Your greeting is enough to touch my heart. Ooh, it's great to be here. Friendly faces to see here. And now that all the formalities are through, I think we may as well get... Ah! You haven't all met.
No!
Then there's something that I'd like to do. And that's introduce the boys to you.
Dick Williams,
Don Williams,
Bob Williams,
and Andy Williams.
Hello, hello,
hello, hello. From all of us to all of you.
Hello, Jim.
Hiya, Gert.
Hiya, Joe.
What's up, friend?
Oh, there, Ted.
Hiya, drink.
Oh, God.
Hello, 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 hello. Hi.
Hi.
And hello from me. That was hello from Kay Thompson and the Williams Brothers in there as well. And welcome to the program, Beagley at Night, all the usual things in all the usual places. And, of course, we have a new segment coming up in about 38 minutes' time, which we call This Week Back Then. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And you probably might even learn a little bit of history that you didn't quite know about. And probably actually never wanted to. But apart from that, all the usual things, and of course, lots of good music to keep us amused.
Thank you.
I will cry again. Lips that kiss like yours could lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do?
Stuff, Eugenie Baird with Glenn Gray's Casa Loma Orchestra. In 1944, the jazz writer George Simon described Baird as, and I quote, "the prettiest girl I've ever seen in front of a band, and, in addition, the possessor of one of the prettiest voices I've ever heard in back of a microphone," unquote. And I have to admit, she is something rather special. Eugenie Baird, "And My Heart Tells Me, Should I Believe My Heart?" Talking of good singers, here's two of them singing together, Helen Forrest and Dick Ames. I'm sitting here. stuff goes through your mind as it does as you're listening to this stuff. I think he was married to Rita Hayworth many moons ago. I'm not totally sure about that, but if you pinned me down and tied me to a donkey, I'd probably say he was. What a great voice. And of course, born down there in Argentina as well. Wonder if that had anything to do with it. Probably not. Here's a guy who's got a good voice. We always hear from him around about 10 minutes into the program, although this week he's got at least three friends.
What'll our vehicle be tonight, Al? Well, we kind of like to do one that we had the pleasure of writing about 2 years back, Bing. Tell me why.
Oh, yes. I'd love to barber that with you fellas.
Wonderful.
Shall we then?
Tell me why, though I try to forget, tell me why I think of you, yeah.
I know that I'll never be free.
What has happened to me? Tell me why. When we danced until three, tell me why my heart couldn't see.
I never dreamed of romance,
never gave it a chance.
When I think of how you looked that day in your gown of silk and lace, should have known the day my way that this was the time and the place.
Tell me why I keep fooling my heart when I know it was love from the start.
Why don't we give it a try?
Tell me why. Tell me why.
A man, oh man, can those four aces sing.
Just can't trump him, can
he? Oh, sure.
Now, shall we get along to the next number, this Moonlight Bay job?
We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. We could hear the voices ringing. They seemed to say, you have stolen my heart, now don't go away. As we sang love's old sweet songs on Moonlight Bay,
I am joined now by my associate in song, Mr. Getty Crosby, who's been flown in at great expense from Cecil Meyer's Milk Bar. Get it?
We were sailing along.
I bet you were cute in your new sailor suit.
People cheered on Moonlight Bay.
Just as sharp as a tack with a belt in the back.
Ow!
You could hear the voices ringing,
a crooning a tune.
They seemed to say,
oh, Hetty boy, you're a positive joy.
Steady, you have stolen my heart.
You acted so bad, just a regular cad.
Now don't go away.
And this is the lad who wound up as my dad.
As we sang,
put over a ragtime with a bang.
On Moonlight Bay.
On Moonlight Bay.
Shall we rest on our oars now and listen to the string on song?
Oh,
Lane King. Well, 20 years have passed. I put on a little around the middle, lost considerable off the top, but Moonlight Bay goes on.
We were sailing along.
Sailing in a souped-up hot rod outboard, yes. Some sailing.
On Moonlight Bay.
Ah, the bay. I was very big on the bay, very
we
big.
We could hear the voices ringing. Oh, no.
Listen, don't
they
knock that. Kept you freeloading for years.
You have stolen my heart.
Yes. You've stolen many of my neckties, too. My charvets.
Don't go away.
Oh, don't go away.
Murder.
As we sang this old sweet song on Moonlight Bay. Oh, we will say
we're sailing along in beautiful moonlight.
We sailed along the beautiful Moonlight Bay.
That was okay, Gary. Thanks, bud.
Now, son, here, come here a minute and grab the end of this carpet. We're going to roll out the welcome mat for your Uncle Bob Hope.
Bob?
John Trotter here has a very nice arrangement of if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Just to show you that I'm your pal, and I'm an old piggy, I'm going to hog things around this trap, I'm going to let you sing it with me.
That doesn't prove anything, but if I... I don't think you'd cut me into a song. This is my night!
Jamie, that's
fun! This is fun!
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake.
Baked a cake.
Baked a big fat cake. If I knew you was coming, I'd have baked a cake.
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do?
Had I dropped you a letter, would you hire a band?
I got the greatest band in the whole darn land.
Had I dropped you a letter, would you hire a band and spread the welcome mat for me?
Now I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been, but it really doesn't matter. Get a chair, fill your platter, and dig, dig, dig right in.
If you knew I was coming, you'd have had a meal.
Seven course,
mostly horse.
Yeah, now.
Knew I was coming, you'd have had a meal.
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
If we'd have known you were coming, we'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake, baked a cake. If we'd have known you were coming, we'd have baked a cake. How'd you do? How'd you do? Had you dropped us a letter, we'd have hired a hall. A great big hall with a band and all. Had you dropped us a letter, we'd have hired a hall and spread the welcome mat for you. Spread the welcome mat for you.
See, it's so darn good to see ya, and I've planned a good long stay. If you'd only give me warning, I'd have hopped the train this morning and I'd have gone the other way.
If you knew I was coming, you'd have cooked a goose.
Cooked a hoose?
A goose moose. If you knew I was coming, you'd have cooked a goose.
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do?
Go. It seemed to be like three live performances this week. Bing and his friends started off with the Four Aces and Tell Me Why, and then we had Moonlight Bay there with his son Gary Crosby, and Bob Hope joined him for the last one there. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Did have to smile a little bit there in the middle of Moonlight Bay. I think it was Bing Crosby who said he was going to listen to the string section, and then immediately popped up was the brass. But it sounded good. We'll have some more from Bing around about the same time next week. Time now to go over to Holger's house in Germany, and each week Holger sends us a song which we play, and so far we've liked everything he's sent us, and this week is not going to be an exception of that, I can assure you. Goes, hello Roy, today, here we go, Heinz bleibt abends so schön Dorf. Schiffer Klavier. Schiffer Klavier. It's from the comedian harmonists who we've heard from Holger before. In English, it means something about playing in the evening so nice on the squeeze box. So I think it's going to be rather fun. Let's have a listen.
summen so im Kreise, sind die Mädels und singen ganz leise.
Denken sehnsuchtsvoll, ein Spielabend so schön auf dem Schifferklavier. Auf dem Schifferklavier, seine Lieder.
Keine andere küsst so wie sie.
Ich bin treu der Marie. Keine andere küsst so wie sie. Voran ich meine, voran ich meine, voran ich meine Freude habe. Spiel aus das Meer jetzt ein uraltes Lied. Uns tief ins Gemüt, woran ich meine, woran ich meine, woran ich meine Freude hab. Holde Blume der Männer treu, wo bist du zu finden, woran ich meine, woran ich meine, woran ich meine. Heut spielt für mich, jeder ist so froh, jeder liebt ihn so hoch. Ein Spielabend so schön auf dem Schifferklavier. Auf dem Schifferklavier, all seine lustigen Lieder.
The title at the very end there, in case you missed it, and that was from the Comedian Harmonists. I did enjoy that, and I actually tried to find the lyrics online, but I wasn't quick enough. But a great song, thank you, Holger, and I do enjoy his songs each week, which he sends through. Very nice, and don't forget you can hear him tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on Angel Radio. And tomorrow he's going to be playing music all about apples, which means, of course, that I have to get on to the translator thing here to see what the German is for apples. Oh, it's apples. There you go. Holger, thank you so much.
Angel keeps you 1, 2, 3 jumps ahead. Stick with us, you'll be well fed with happy music and a smile.
Golden oldies all the while.
Keep tuned and follow suit. Let Angel bring a brighter future. Angel Radio, it's the one for me.
We came on the sloop John B, my grandfather and me. Round Nassau town we did roam, stayed awake all night. We got into a fight. Well, I feel so broke up, I just wanna go home. Hoist up the John B sail, see how the mainsail sets. Tell the captain ashore I wanna go home. Well, I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Lord, I feel so broke up, I just wanna go home. Well, the first mate, he got drunk and he broke into somebody's trunk, and the sheriff had to come and take him away. Sheriff John Sloan, please leave me alone. Well, I feel so broken up, I just wanna go home. hoist up the John B. sail. See how the mainsail sets. Tell the captain ashore, I wanna go home, Lord, I wanna go home. I just wanna go home. Well, I feel so broken up, I just wanna go home. Hoist up the John B. sail. See how the mainsail sets. Tell the captain ashore, I wanna go home. Well, I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Lord, I feel so broken up, I just wanna go home. Well, I feel so broken up, I wanna go home.
Maybe my new favourite version of that song, the record, the John B., and that was Jimmy Rogers and Joe Reisman and his orchestra. You're listening to Beagley at Night here on Angel Radio, and let's see, what are we time? Time for one more song, I think, and then we're going to have Beagley's Big Three, which will be is really good this week. It's going to be Diana Shore. I'll tell you all about that after this. And adios from 1965. Okay, it's time for Beagle's Big Three, and this morning we've got lovely Diana Shore, and three great songs from her brilliant career that she had from the very late 30s through to the mid-90s, and I mean, you know, what couldn't she do? She could sing, she was on television, she was on the radio, she was in films, I mean, she just did the whole lot, bless her, and she did it very well indeed. And the choice of Diana and the songs is from David, who listens in Sydney, in Australia. So a very good morning to you, David. I'm just trying to work out the time now. Around about, what, 20 minutes to 10 o'clock in the morning there. So perhaps still having a late breakfast. David, thank you so much for your suggestions. He chose the music. He chose the artist. All I got to do is press play.
Dream a while, and then you smile. so tempting. Your fingertips caress my lips, so tempting. You hold my hand, my heart begins to beat a little quicker. And when we kiss, I feel a little flame begin to flicker. A sudden thrill, I have no will. You're tempting. Our shadows meet, the flames repeat that you are mine. And when you say, don't go away from me, it's past believing. I never dreamt that I'd attend.
Yes, yes, yes. I asked her, and this is what she told me. Yes, yes, yes. Mother, may I go out dancing? Yes, my darling daughter. Mother, may I try romancing? Yes, my darling daughter. What if there's a moon, Mama, darling, and it's shining on the water? Mother, must I keep on dancing? Yes, my darling daughter. What if he'll propose, Mama, darling, when the night is growing shorter? Mother, what should be my answer? Yes, my darling daughter. Oh, Mama, oh, Mama, oh, Mama, oh, Mama. What if he should insist on one embrace? Mama, how can I keep him in his place if his manner becomes a shade improper?
Tell him that your heart belongs to Papa.
Mother, will it be exciting? Yes, my darling daughter. Mother, do I look inviting? Yes, my darling daughter. If he holds me tight, Mama, darling, and my knees just turn to water, Mother, must I keep on dancing? Yes, my darling daughter. What if he persists, Mama, darling, doing things he hadn't oughta? Mother, what should be my answer? Yes, and no, my daughter.
Lovely stuff, as selected by David down there in Sydney in New South Wales, Australia. We started off with Tempting, which was a top 30 hit for Diana Shore, I think in 1944, if memory serves me correctly. Then we had a B-side called Tempting, and then the last one was Yes, My Darling Daughter, which was actually introduced 84 years ago this year by Diana Shore on Eddie Cantor's radio program, which went out on October the 24th, 1940, and that, I believe, got to number 10 in the charts, and as they say, she was well on her way after that. So, David, in Sydney, thank you so much for that. Really enjoyed those three songs, and I hope you have a very pleasant rest of the day, which, of course, for you is Wednesday, and it's winter, so it means it's summer here. But even the Australian winters are not nearly as bad as some of our summers, quite frankly. David, have a good rest of the day for you. And if you would like to be the purveyor of the Big List Big Three next week, drop me an email, roy@angelradio.uk, or you can leave a message and with the receptionists, and they will pass it on to me. And if you want to talk to me about it, just say, you know, could you give me a call? Leave your telephone number and I'd be happy to give you a call as well. Okay, time now for the first in a brand new series. I don't know how long this is going to last. If you like it, it'll last a little bit longer than if you don't. We call it This Week Back Then, which is basically a look at history. But not all of the history that we're looking at is sort of like, you know, the old boring historical facts that they used to teach us as a school. Let's have a go and see what you think. And let's look at television on this day, June the 26th, 1948, and the day's broadcasting started at 11 a.m. with a demonstration film until noon. Then at 3 there was an hour of demonstration films until 4. Normal service started at 8:30 in the evening with Picture Page, a topical magazine with Joan Gilbert. At 9:15 there was The Innocent Crocodile, a farcical comedy according to Radio Times. It starred Sally Travers, Jack Melford, Alan Reed, Pamela Sterling and Christopher Steele. An hour later at 10:15 there was the news, but there was no sound, and at 10:30 that was it for the night. Part of the news that day could have been the birth of Clarence Thomas, future Supreme Court Justice, because there was not much else occurring. Some of the things, however, that did take place this week back then included Henry VIII of England and Francis I of France signing the Treaty of Closer Amity in 1532. And in America on June the 23rd, 1932, 1931, Wiley Post and Harold Gatty took off from Roosevelt Field in Long Island in an attempt to circumnavigate the world in a single-engine plane. They arrived back on July the 1st after traveling 15,474 miles in record time of 8 days, 15 hours and 51 minutes. Also this week back then, in 1509, Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon were crowned King and Queen of England. And also this week back in 1916, Mary Pickford became the first female film star to sign a $1 million contract, about $28 million in today's money. June the 28th was a big day for Queen Victoria in 1838 as she attended her coronation. Some birthdays from this week back then include Squizzy Taylor, an Australian outlaw, Fulgence Charpentier, a Canadian journalist and publisher, Nelson Eddy, singer, and Cyril Fletcher, the English actor and screenwriter. Charles IX, King of France, and Michael Ball also have birthdays this week. And of course, Michael Ball, English actor and singer. Now, if you happen to be listening to Radio 2, on Sunday, June the 23rd, at noon it was Family Favourites with Sandy Jones. At 2 it was the Ken Dodds Show, and it was the Clitheroe Kid himself at 2:30. Later at 5 o'clock, Radio 2 joined Radio 1 for the chart countdown, and at 7 we all sang Something Simple with Sing Something Simple with the Adams Singers and dear old Jack Emblow. Unless, of course, you tuned, yes, back then we did tune over to Radio 4 for Many a Slip, twixt Isabel Barnett, Eleanor Summerfield, Richard Murdoch and David Nixon. The tune twisters came from Steve Race, and in the chair was dear old Roy Plumley. There was a play later on, Radio 4, 9 o'clock, called Sylvia's Lovers with Pamela Craig, Barry Foster and Jack Carr. After the news and weather at 10:10, it was Jack DeManio requesting The Pleasure. Some of the films that have come out this week back then include Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Batman and Pocahontas. Let's take a look at the charts from this week back then, and let's look at the 25th of June, 1953, and topping the charts at number 1, Eddie Fisher with Sally Sweetland, and I'm Walking Behind You. At number 2, it was down from number 1, I Believe, from Frankie Lane, staying at number 3, Hold Me, Thrill Me and Kiss Me, from Muriel Smith. Up to number 4, it was Terry's Theme from Limelight, Frank Chatsfield, and down to 5, Pretend, from Nat King Cole. Going up to number 6, the song from the Moulin Rouge, Mandovani, and going up to number 7, Terry's Theme from Limelight, this time by Ron Goodwin. Up to number 8, Tell Me a Story from Jimmy Boyd and Frankie Lane. Down to 9, it was Downhearted and Hedy Fisher. And at number 10, Pretty Little Black Eyed Susie from Guy Mitchell.
Look over your shoulder, I'm walking behind. Maybe I'll kiss again with a love that's new, but I shall wish again I was kissing you, 'cause I'll always love you. Things go wrong, dear, and fate is unkind. Look over your shoulder, I'm walking behind. If things should go wrong, dear.
great Eddie Fisher, and I'm walking behind you. And before that, some of the stuff that was going on, all that you could listen to, and other stuff besides. This Week Back Then, and we'll have another This Week Back Then around about the same time next week. And each week, things will be different, but the same, if you know what I mean. Depends really what happens during the course of the week, doesn't it? But I hope you enjoyed that, and if you like it, we'll keep it going for a little while, and if you don't, well, then we'll just get rid of it and do something else. Now, earlier on, yeah, no, we can do that. Earlier on, we heard three from Dinah Shore. Right now, we're going to hear one from Dinah Washington.
For me, bend your branches down along the stream that runs to the sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. God, my lover's dream, lovely summer dream, gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned to leave my heart a-breaking and a-making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Oh, weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend, old willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned to leave my heart a-breaking and a-making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light so none will find me sighing and a-crying all alone. Oh, willow, weep for me. Weep in sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend, old willow, and weep for me.
Stuff there, not only from Hal Mooney and his orchestra, Dinah Washington there, and Willow Weep for Me from 1956. How many folk singers have not sung that song? Willow Weep for Me. I heard the Chad and Jeremy sing that live a couple of years ago now, because of course Chad unfortunately died a little while ago, but did get to see them live up in Pauline, New York, and they were very good, and they told some wonderful stories. Although, in fairness, Jeremy actually told most of the stories. I don't think Chad was quite himself that evening, but I'm not sure exactly why. It's one of those things where it could have been a number of possibilities, if you know what I mean. But they sang that song, and they sang it very well indeed. indeed. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, RB. I've got two clocks in front of me. One is a countdown clock that tells me how long I've got to do the program, and the other one is the actual time. And I keep looking at each one wrong clock, so I keep thinking I'm going to give out the wrong time. I think I'm just going to give up looking at the clocks completely, actually. We'll just run into the next program until someone cuts me off. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got a little bit of classical music. Actually, it's a bit of a long piece of classical music this week. Song to the Moon from Ruzalka, and I think I'm right in saying that Renee Fleming is singing that. Yeah, I am. Coming up in just a few minutes' time. But before that, how about dancing cheek to cheek? And I do mean face to face.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. That
was Eddie Duchin, and Lou Sherwood was on the vocal, and Dancing Cheek to Cheek, written, of course, by Irving Berlin, I think for Top Hat, wasn't it? Something like that, back in the mid-30s, if memory serves me correctly, certainly before the Second World War, 34, 35, something like that. Doesn't really matter in the scheme of things. Right now, from 1947, here's Margaret Whiting.
Lover, when I'm near you,
dancing, music dies. All of my future is in you. You're every plan I design. Promise you'll always continue to be mine. Lover, please be tender when your tender fears depart. Lover,
Lover, I wanted to share something with you that I spotted on the Facebook page from Mark Ross, which I just thought was very nice, and now I can't find it, which is really annoying. I don't know if it's only me that has this problem, but I find something on Facebook and make a note of it and think, oh, I must go back to that, and then I can never find it again. And it was something from Mark, and it was just this, very simple. It was, isn't it really the best when somebody loves you just for who you are? I just thought that was rather nice. Here's Joni Summers right now, and then, you know what? No, I think we'll leave Joni until after a little bit of posh, since we're only 35 seconds away from the end of the first hour. So, Joni Summers, you can just wait for about 7 minutes. And let me just tell you, you're listening to Angel Note Radio 98.6 in Havant and Portsmouth and all the other myths in the area, and also various DAB multiplex around the country and, of course, around the world on the internet. And you can get details of current DAB and internet outlets at angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of posh, and once again, would you believe I've actually lost what it was that I was looking at? It really does annoy me. Piece that we're going to hear this morning is from the opera Ruzelka. It was written by Antonin Dvorak, got its first premiere. It's premiere on the 31st of March 1901. Ruzelka is a water sprite or something like that from Slavic mythology, and it usually inhabits a lake or a water. The most popular excerpt from the opera comes from the first act, and it is sung by Ruzelka, and it is called The Song of the Moon, and here it is sung by the excellent René Fleming along with Christoph Eisenbach and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. And here we go. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. It was Renee Fleming with Christoph Eschenbach waving the stick at the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra from Rusalka, Opus 114. That was the Song of the Moon. And that's a little bit of posh for this week. I'm going to have another piece of posh around about the same time next week. You're listening to Beagle at Night, and now, as I promised before that, here's Joni Summers. Summers and Never Never, right here on Angel Radio. Okay, and we're just 35 seconds late, which is not bad for us at all. It's time for Day at Night, when we have at least two songs, and usually three, from the great Double D.
When you're smiling, you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining. Stop that crying. Be happy again. Keep on smiling. 'Cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're smiling, smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, oh, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on that rain, so stop that crying. Be happy again, keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling,
softly, I will leave you softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave you softly, long before you miss me, long before your arms can beg me stay for one more after all the years. I can't bear the tears to fall so softly as I leave you
just to change the mood I'm in. I'd welcome a nice old nightmare. Darn that dream and bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn.
Darn That Dream from Doris Day, and the first one that we heard was When You're Smiling, and tucked neatly in the middle there was one of my favourite songs, Softly As I Leave You. It was actually written by Tony DeVita and was called Piano Softly, and was a hit in Italy for Mina. Elvis Presley performed the song live in Las Vegas, and he actually prefaced the song with a story about the origins of the song. And Presley said that the song originated when a man was dying and his wife was sitting by his bedside, and she began to doze off, and he felt himself beginning to die, and he wrote the words to the song on a notepad. However, apparently Presley completely made it up. No truth to it whatsoever. Didn't stop him, though. Never actually recorded the song himself, although there are some versions of the live recording in Las Vegas, but a very nice version there by Doris Day. Lots of people have sung that song. Matt Munro, Bobby Darin, David Whitfield. I think one of the best versions, and I've played it here on the program before a couple of times, is by Lena Horn. We'll have some more Doris Day around about the same time next week. Still to come in the program, we have comedy in about 9 minutes' time, and I've got lined up Vic Oliver, Arthur Lucan, and Abbott and Costello, so we'll do our best to play all of those out. But before, once again, this time, without Bing, it's the Ames Brothers.
Time it happens, I'll be wise enough to know not to trust my eyesight when my eyes begin to glow. The next time I'm in love with sing no love song till I know the words are true. The next time it happens, what a foolish thing to say. Who expects a miracle to happen every day? Happen more than once to me. Could happen more.
musical Pipe Dream. That was the Ames Brothers with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra, and The Next Time It Happens. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, LB.
On your old Valve wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios. The fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, Wonderful Angel Radio.
From sunny Tennessee, you love her when you see sweet Jenny Lee. Each little bird is singing merrily, just getting set to see sweet Jenny Lee. She's got that certain something in her style. She's got a bit of heaven in her smile. She promised me that she'd say yes, sirree. That's good enough for me, sweet Jenny Lee.
Radio band, along with Frank Luther doing the vocalizations there, and sweet Jenny Lee. Coming up after Reg Dixon, who is at the Blackpool Tower organ, it'll be comedy.
Thank you.
Tango from Reg Dixon playing the famous Wurlitzer organ at the Blackpool Tower Ballroom. And I believe they still play the organ there as well. You can get tickets and everything for it. That would be rather fun to do, I think. That was from 1952. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, RB. We're into the last half hour of the programme now, and we usually start out with comedy, and we're going to be doing that again this week. We have Arthur Lucan to come and Abbott and Costello, but we start off with Vic Oliver.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is not the first time I've recorded here. This is a quick return engagement for me by popular demand. I played here in 1902. You people haven't changed a bit. You're just as nice and kind as you always were here. You laugh, you applaud, you really are friends with us actors. After all, why shouldn't we be friends? You're just as good as I am. I usually get tremendous applause on this joke. never mind. I can do my entire turn without any applause at all. I often do. You know that? The last time I was here, you know, this was a circus. You don't remember those days, do you? I was a circus rider. I used to ride across the stage full speed, bend down and pick up a handkerchief with my teeth. Then for an encore, I used to come back and pick up my teeth. It was a... What, no applause yet? With me, you don't have to laugh or applaud at all. I love you just the same. You see, now it's really nice to see all these smiling faces here, you know. A very funny thing happened to me. I just came out of my flat. Next door to my flat, there's an old maid, and she was held up by a burglar. He broke into her room, and, you know, he held up the gun to her and said, "Give me all the money you got." And she said, "Money, money, that's all you men ever think of." You get it? I knew it was only a question of time before you applauded. No. That's a very funny thing. I almost didn't make the show here this afternoon. I really didn't. I came up by bus. Boy, was it crowded. Even the men were standing. It was... there's one thing I cannot bear to see. I cannot bear to see a woman stand in a tram or a bus. I always sit down and close my eyes. And these bus conductors here are so cheeky, so fresh too, aren't they? One of them stared at me 5 minutes just as though I hadn't paid my fare. I stared right back at him just as though I had. I feel well today. Don't I look well? One bit. I'm taking physical culture lessons now by correspondence school, by post. They're going to send me my muscles next week. Last time I was here, I was very ill. I was very anemic. I was so anemic, I looked like a bottle of milk with shoes on. Really. I really did. Not now. Now I'm strong. You know what the girls call me? They call me their caveman. One kiss, I cave in. I was a... Actually, I had a marvelous time last night. I went to a party. You know, there was a young man went around kissing all the girls, you know, started telling rude stories and drinking up all the liquor in the house. It was really disgusting, shocking. I'm thoroughly ashamed of myself. It's nice to see you all smiling and laughing. You know, I was just in a West End show and business was awful. Oh, it was so bad. If I told you, our advance booking office cashier was dead 2 days before we noticed it. You know, I don't have to convince you that I'm a comedian number one. You couldn't go much lower than one. But there's very few people among you that know that I'm quite a pianist. So with your kind permission and my colossal nerve, I would like to play for you 185 or 186 piano selections as time permits. For my first selection tonight, I've chosen a very high-class selection, a number that you all know, Schubert's Unfinished Symphony. I shall finish it. The manager of my hotel wishes to thank the manager of this recording company for giving me today's work. Other pianists play this number on the black and white keys. I'm different. I play it in the cracks. The number I'm about to render meaning to tear apart, is the most difficult number ever written for the piano. If it's all the same to you, I'll take my applause now. This may not be the best piano playing you've ever heard, but by gosh, it's the best you're going to get this afternoon. For my first encore, I shall play for you Chopin's third movement from Not Paying His Rent. For my third and final number, I shall play Liszt's second Hungarian Rhapsody by Bussy. You may have heard the Hungarian Rhapsody played before many times, but not the way I am going to play it. I stopped in a hotel last night. They had signs on the beds. Angels, watch your sleep. One of them bit me. I practiced so hard. Thank you very much.
Hello, Mother, darling. Oh, Mommy, Julia, look worried. What's the matter?
Worried. I'm distracted, so I am.
Yes, but you're like this every Monday morning.
If I was a member of Parliament, I'd make a law to abolish Mondays, and I'd start the week on a Saturday.
Why, are you short again?
Short. Look at this. I owe 3 weeks' rent. 17 shillings to the tallyman, 14 bob to the greengrocer, and if I don't pay me arrears that I owe for years, my polish will lapse and I'll collapse. Then there's the butcher. Oh, I wish they'd make money out of elastic.
Why, Mother?
So that it would stretch and then I could make both ends meet.
Now, don't get excited. Just tell me, how much money have you got?
30 shillings all but.
All but what?
29 and 11 pence. And daughter, 29 and 11 pence from 30 shillings leaves me getting scraps from the butcher, a sour loaf from the milkman, and raspberries from the greengrocer. Oh, what a headache.
Take it easy, Mummy. I'll put the kettle on and I'll make you a nice, strong cup of tea.
There's no gas.
But why isn't there any gas?
Because I haven't got a shilling to put in the meter.
Don't tell me that tale. Surely you've got a bob for the gas.
I haven't. And the inspector said that if he found any more tiddlywinks in the gas meter, he'd tiddlywink me. Oh, daughter, I wonder what it feels like to be tiddlywinked. I've been hoodwinked by the coal man. I've been winked at by the tallyman. But I've never been tiddlywinked by a gas man.
Oh, look, there's a letter here from the landlord. It's not so good. He said he's going to turn you out if you don't pay your rent.
Turn me out. He can't turn me out. I've got a rent book, I have. I've had this rent book 25 years and there isn't a mark in it.
How do you get yourself into this pickle, Mother? What do you do with all your money?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. You must know. You've got to check up. How much do I allow you?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, because you make me an allowance on Friday. But on Saturday, you borrow it back and spend it before I've time to count it.
But we can't live like this, Mother. Something will have to be done.
How much have you got in the post office?
Now, wait a minute. How did you know I'd anything in the post office?
I found your book. I wasn't nosy parkering. I wasn't looking for it. But as you know, daughter, every August I make your bed. And as I turned over your palliass, I found a mattress. And under the mattress, I found a post office saving book. Well, I didn't know whose it was because I didn't have my glasses on, so I put them on and I found it was yours.
And did you open it?
Yes, but I shut it again. But I saw that you had a few pounds saved up. And I was thinking, like, as we owe the rent, you see, and the policy, that you might, if you could, Jackie, do you know?
Yes, I know. You were thinking, like, well, I'm not going to lend it to you, and I'll tell you why. I've been saving up that money to buy myself a new coat.
A new coat.
A new coat.
And what do you want with a new coat?
I want a new hat, a pair of shoes, and an umbrella.
Because my daughter wants a new hat, a pair of shoes, and an umbrella, I can be turned out of my house and home. I can go out in the cold street without a shelter for my head. Without a shelter for my head. And it might be snowing.
Well, don't worry, Mother. If it's snowing, sure, you can shelter under me umbrella.
Another crack like that out of you and you'll be sheltering under a tombstone. You don't care what becomes of your mother. You don't care if she gets turned out of her house.
Oh, Mother, don't say that.
As long as you can get enough of her expenses.
Now, please, you know that that's wrong. I'm going out. I'm going to the post office, Mother.
Yes, to get the money out to buy yourself a coat.
No, darling, I don't want the coat. I'll make me old one, too. I'm going to get the money out to give it to you to buy yourself some contentment of mine.
I always said, daughter, you were the nicest daughter a mother ever had. You're a blessing and nothing else but to me. I knew you were.
Have the kettle ready. Goodbye, Mother. I won't be long. Goodbye.
Don't be long.
You've got a lot of nerve spending your money on Ruby, a girl you hardly know. You never thought to ask me if I needed money for my Christmas shopping.
Do you need money, Abbott?
Oh, well, now that you brought it up... well, yes, you... Didn't you just ask me if I needed money?
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just seen what loose talk can do when it reaches the enemy's ears.
Now, wait a minute.
A slip of the lip can't sink a ship.
Now, wait.
And I have just been scuttled myself.
Now, look. Look, Costello, all I need is $50.
$50?
Yes. Now, look, if you lend me $50, what security would you want?
A padlock, a pair of handcuffs, and a watchdog.
No.
And put your mama in a dungeon for security.
Now, look.
With your father.
Well, now, listen. The only security I can give you is the word of an honest man.
Okay, bring him around. I'll see what I can do
for
you.
Now, look, Costello. You and I are pals. And to show you how much I like you, I'm going to let you lend me the $50.
But, Abbott, all I got in my Christmas piggy bank is $40.
Well, all right. Give me the $40 and you can owe me the $10.
Okay, here's the $40.
Okay.
Now I owe you $10.
That's right.
Who owes who $10?
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. Wait. How much did I ask you for?
You asked me for $50.
And how much did you give me?
I gave you all I had, $40.
So you owe me
$10. Well, that's right.
Well, why
are you? Who's kicking?
All right, let it go at that. All right.
You owe me $40.
Costello, I don't like the way you're hedging on me.
And I don't like the way you're clipping my head.
Ah, come on, please. Take it easy.
Give me back my
$40. Okay. If that's the way you feel, I don't want to do business with a man like you. Here's your $40.
Well, that's more like
it. Now, give me the 10 you owe me.
Okay, here's the 10.
All right.
I'm paying you on account.
On account?
On account. I don't know how come I owe it to you.
Believe me, this is the last time I'll ever ask you for the loan of $50, Costello.
Abbott, look.
Never mind.
How can I lend you $50 now? I only had $40 to start with.
Oh.
Now I only got $30.
Okay, if it'll make you happy, I'll do you a favor. Give me the $30 and you can owe me $20.
This is getting worse all the time.
Now, wait a minute. Now, what's the matter?
First I owed you $10, now I owe you $20. What kind of racket is that?
Well, why do you let yourself run into debt?
I didn't run into it. You pushed me. Abbott, did you ever hear the story of the 40 thieves?
Well, yes.
What became of the other 39?
Costello,
I knew the guy that says, open... says to me...
Now, listen, I'm surprised at you.
I ad-libbed that. It's not
Costello,
good that I'm
Costello, I'm surprised. Please. Why, I'm just like Santa Claus.
You're better than Santa Claus.
You bet I am.
You can give me a sleigh ride without any reindeer.
Oh, please.
There you go. That's our comedy for this week. That was Lentin Abbott Money, Abbott and Costello, of course. And we started off with Vic Oliver with Twists, Part 1 and Part 2. They're recorded at the BBC British Forces Network concert. And then we had also Arthur Lucan with Kitty McShane and Old Mother Riley's Budget. And we'll have some more comedy for you around about the same time next week. Right now, it's time for Al Boley along with Ray Noble.
Thank you. and I thought
you were true.
I was true.
That's why I'm
blue.
Blue.
I was yours. I was yours.
Right or wrong.
I was true.
True to you.
That's why I'm blue.
That's why I'm blue.
Now I'm grieved because I believe that you were on the level. Angel eyes, the eyes that I prized were eyes of the devil. In my heart,
oh, I'll sigh.
When we part,
I won't cry.
I was true.
That's why I'm blue.
That's why I'm blue.
And I was true. Let's come up reasonably bang to date, shall we? Well, certainly in terms of Angel Radio. April 1965, with some morning sun. Here's Marianne Faithful.
I see the morning sun coming over.
splendid. Marianne Faithfull there with the Morning Sun from April 1965. Now, if you'd like music here on the programme, do please get in touch with me. Just drop me an email. You can do it at any time, but a couple of days' notice is always good. And I usually pull the programme together on a Sunday, so it's good to have all your requests in by then. And you can do it by email, roy@angelradio.uk. And if you would rather wait until the live show on Tuesday morning because you're awake then, well, do that as well. Either is fine. Right now it's time for an intermezzo. Intermezzo from Freddie Martin and his orchestra, and the vocal refrain in that particular case was provided by Clyde Rogers. I think I know a bridge that he was named after. No, then again. Into a misty blue,
of you. There in the shadows calling in vain. Why are you just beyond me? When will I see your face? Why do you just elude me and leave me this lonely space? Oh, into eternity your love will beckon me. I can't forget your voice that calls my
in his orchestra and High on a Windy Hill. I'll see you next week. Keep well. Till then. Ta-da.